こんばんは。土屋マーク、どうぞよろしくお願いします。And it's J-pop metal podcast again, against all logic and reason. You just heard Black Sabbath doing E5150 and Perfume doing Story. Perhaps not just, but I did see Black Sabbath, not at the Camden venue in New Jersey, but at the Holmdel, the PNC Bank venue. That was great. It was kind of a last minute decision to go to the other venue, and it was a good one. I enjoyed that. I've never been there before, and that was a good time had by all. I was the only one there in a Shonen Knife shirt that I could tell. There was a lot of people there. It was a good turnout. I just had seats in way in the back, and that was actually it was a better experience than you have down in Camden, in my opinion. Even up front, it's not a good. It's just not a good venue. It's just not. It's not a bad. I don't know what your impression of Camden, New Jersey is. It's not the greatest place in the world in general. No offense to anyone from Camden, but it has its ups and downs. I usually take the speed line into Camden and walk to the venue, which is a thing that can be done. I'm not sure I recommend doing that, but it was interesting at this at the PNC Center. You can actually take the train, which I did not do. I drove to the train station by there. And they have a shuttle bus, which is actually an old school bus. So that was an experience. Bus driver was a little nuts. We went down. We wound up getting cut off at the exit and went
through the shuttle bus entrance is and this down old one way. Bus. And driver's a little nuts. They went past the jammed up exit to the PNC Center, went into the police entrance, down a one-way street. There's cars careening out of the way to get the. There was like a police car. I don't know if the police car was really chasing the bus. I don't know if this was supposed to happen. It seemed crazy. Everyone was going nuts. It's kind of a dreamlike thing now that I think about. Now that I think back of it, like this is so. It's so weird. It's like a. It's just weird, it's like a, it was rock and roll school bus going to the Black Sabbath show. And, you know, some people say Black Sabbath is not even a metal band, it's really just a rock band, and that is hipster nonsense, of course. But, yeah, it's like a meeting of the tribes, so it was a really, it was a good experience. And, I did miss the Perfume concert, that was in New York. That's a similar thing, it brings a lot of people, it's not like a nerd convention or something. No offense or anything. I don't like to claim being a nerd. I don't like to put that out there. It's like, I'm a nerd. I'm a big nerd. It's like, am I really? I don't know. I don't work in science. That would be nice. Sometimes I think that would be nice. That would have been a nice path. That would have been good. That would have been a good idea. Could have got some better grades in school, whatever, you know, I'm gonna move on, let's move on. Anyway, you know, last episode, I talked about going to the Black Sabbath concert at the other venue, and, if that just came out of nowhere, if you hadn't listened to the last episode, then that just came out of nowhere, that's what I talked about last episode. So it was an update for the people who listened to the first episode, which is nice for those people, and to everyone else, you probably want me to shut up. Play more music, but it's my podcast. You can make your own podcast. I want to last podcast I said some stuff. I don't want to discourage anyone from making their own podcast. I want you to make your own podcast. And, you know, you don't have to, if you don't have ads or anything, you don't have to put it out every week. You know? You don't have anyone, like, knocking on your door, metaphorically speaking, making you put out that podcast every week. You put out whatever you want. That's what most of the podcasts that I listen to, they just come out whenever. You can do that. You can load up your podcast with baby metal songs and all those bands. I think maybe there was some grammatical structures that were perhaps confusing. There's several bands that are doing the J-pop and metal thing at the same time. I'm not really interested in any of those so far. And you can make that podcast. Go ahead. I'll listen. I'm not gonna promise to listen to it, but I'll probably listen to one episode, at least, before I want to go crazy. And shout out to the people who are going crazy out there. We're making art with this, or we did. I made the high claim that perhaps the previous episodes, the mixtape episodes, and don't think of it as a 15-hour mixtape. Think of it as 2 7.5-hour mixtapes that perhaps is easier. That makes it easier, perhaps. But what we're doing now, I wouldn't say, like, DJing. I didn't even call myself a DJ before. I was just the guy that made mixtapes. That's what I consider myself. But this is like a radio DJ kind of gig. And it's in that weird nether region space between art and just presenting art to people. And that's fine. But, there's an art to DJing. I'm not going to say this is art. I'm just, there's not layers of meaning. I'm just speaking off the top of my head. I'm not, like, intentionally crafting layers of deep substance. Whatever. I'm going to move on from that before I run out of space again on my phone. Just recording this on my phone in a parking lot, because that's how I'm doing it right now. But moving on. What I actually have, they do have some notes here, and I also want to apologize. I suggested that a portion of the audience was imaginary, just kind of existing in my brain, and didn't really represent a real portion of the audience. And of course, all of you are imaginary. And I recorded that whole thing before I did the music part, which was a mistake. I'm sorry about that. And I'm sorry for apologizing for creating a 15-hour epic, I'm not going to call it a masterpiece. I'm not going to make it something more than it is, but I apologized for creating it, sort of, which is weird. And that's strange. So, I think that's all out of the way, and now we're gonna play some new music. I got some new music today. Got some Tombs. Tombs just put out a thing, and Mike Hill from Tombs has his own podcast called Everything Went Black. I don't know him personally. I think, I don't know if he wants to punch me in the face, perhaps. I don't know if I'm on the face-punching list. And I don't know if this puts me on the face-punching list or not. But hey, sometimes you get punched in the face. It's not a big deal. Life moves on. And so that's a song from him and his cohorts. And some new Utada from the thing that you already listened to. If you're following the social media, you've already heard this. But I'm trying to straighten that out. With the Facebook, whatever. You don't care about these details. Here's the songs.
田ヒカル道。
So that was all right. Just have a little bit more before I play the last song. I just wanted to mention, I'm not going to mention the thing that I said I wasn't going to mention again. I'm going to stick to that, but I am going to mention another thing I did because it's relevant, and that was the IMH mix series. I'm not, you can probably tell I don't care too much about genre boundaries, but there is a loose J-pop and metal, and that's another reason we're not playing any mixture groups on the thing, because there is a strict, there's strict rules to this podcast slash mixtape thing that I do, and they're a little different for everyone, but the IMH mix series, one of the rules was that for that one was, for example, that one was made. You can listen to it on SoundCloud now, but it was made for CDRs, so it fills up the entire CDR. And this podcast now, it fills up a side of a 90-minute cassette, just as a
total conceit. I haven't actually done that. Let's see, I was trying to keep the lip smacking to a minimum, but we've got one in there. So, where was I going with that? Yes, one of the other rules was that you can't use a song that starts off an album as something that starts off a mix. Or you can't use a closing song that closes an album to close the mix, which I think is a good rule, and I'm going to stick to that. I almost violated that rule this time, because Gene Wilder died, and that may not seem to have anything to do with metal or J-pop or anything, but he did star in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's the name of that song. Movie, perhaps, is a more accurate way to describe that piece of art. And Marilyn Manson covered the boat song I don't think the song doesn't have a name on the wiki for this Manson album, which I don't know if I really recommend. I try to stick to artists that I and albums that I recommend the whole thing. I want you to go out and get the whole album, not just playing the stuff just to play it. But I'm not sure I recommend early Marilyn Manson, or maybe not any Marilyn Manson. I don't know. We won't go that far. He listened to the podcast, I'm sure. The wiki claims that it was based on the poem from the book. I don't know about that. Come on, you saw the movie Marilyn Manson? You saw the movie? There's like samples and stuff. Come on, man. He wrote the Wikipedia as well. He spends a lot of time doing that. So here's that thing, and I'm going to end it with the podcast with that. And it also allows me to start the next, because each one goes into each episode goes into each other. So this is going to allow me to start the next podcast with a J-pop song, because that's how we do it. It's a little crazy. I don't know. It's a little crazy. It's a catharsis, you know? It allows me to organize my feelings, you know? That's art, you know? You can do that. It's better than other things. Maybe? I don't know. And I did post a link to the Blogspot. The Blogspot goes to the feed reader, and this is not interesting at all, perhaps. But the RSS, the Blogspot may change. Or the source of the... Who cares? You don't care about this. Anyway, subscribe to the feed reader feed. Or if you don't have to worry about it if you're just on the whatever. iTunes. It goes just... The feed reader goes to iTunes and whatever. That's how it works. No one cares. As long as it works. But you might be interested. Because that's where the links are not going to the info on the... When you download the thing and you see the info, you're not getting the links to the albums, which I want you to get because I want you to check out the albums. But anyway, here's Marilyn Manson, and I'll see you next month. Hope it was helpful. Ijo desu.
Hold on, chotto mate, a minute. I found I had some extra time left over, or extra time not used, on the imaginary tape, and had some chance to get in a better recording environment again, and there was a couple things I left out. In the last episode, if you were one of the first people to download it, I played a song from Happiness of the Katakuris in the info. For the episode, I made a typo. I put Happiness of the Katakuris. So if you did download that episode and you haven't deleted it, you're going to have to go and delete it and download the episode again. I'm sorry, that's just the way you have to do it. And if you're smart enough to not listen to that, then you have a collector's item on your hands. lucky person. So, the other thing was the Black Sabbath concert. They played the song After Forever, which I played on one of the songs, on one of the episodes, rather, of the mixtape series. It was, maybe it was 18 or 19, one of those. Maybe not. Haven't memorized it. But you have. And now you're angry. And I apologize again. But I'm not too worried about it, because you're also imaginary. So, yeah, it's just a good song. I thought it was funny that within this podcast there was a Christian rock song, basically. It's basically a totally unabashed Christian rock song, and it happens to be by Black Sabbath. I just thought that was funny. Yeah, but then again, I thought the podcast being from New Jersey was funny, because the whole pretentious kind of the faux pretentious that really was pretentious and kind of went around in a big circle, and doesn't hold up. Like the whole social media persona of it, I guess the faux persona was kind of like it doesn't hold up. So we've done away with that, obviously, with the me talking element of the whole thing. So don't worry about that. Does this make any sense? I don't know. Is there anyone out there? I don't know. I mean, I'm joking about the imaginary thing, but maybe I'm not. Maybe there's not even one person listening. Totally possible. I mean, Twitter followers don't mean anything at all. People just kind of... I'm kind of backing out of the whole... engaging? I don't know. I should engage a little bit on there, but it's totally meaningless. I don't know. If you want to engage, you can send me an email. I should set up a new email. I mean, you can email Jim Hawkwood at Gmail. Excuse me. But I should set up another. I could make a Jim at Jim at J-Pop versus Metal. I have that power of just creating spurious email addresses. But then I make them, and they're not spurious, and no one emails them, so they're extraneous. That's your vocabulary for today. You can learn some English words. I don't know. Okay. I think that's probably enough. I think that's enough. And now we end. We move on to the end of this episode. And, that's all I'm going to say. All right. And now is going to end in just a second. I will end the talking segment of the last portion of this podcast for this time, this installment of the podcast is done when I push this button right now. Okay. Jamata.
There's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're going or which way the wind is blowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing!